It's Friday, September 3rd, AD 2021, and this is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Monday and heard at theworldview.com. Filling in for Adam McManus, I'm Thomas Lamar. Santosh Kumar, age 35, an Indian Christian, was beaten unconscious by radical Hindus on August 1st. His neighbors saw that an elder had visited the man, and he began yelling at Kumar when he came outside, "Are you a Christian? Why are Christians visiting you?" The situation quickly escalated and ended with Kumar being dragged to the bushes by his neighbor and two other assailants. They beat him with iron rods and told him that they would kill him if he told anyone about Jesus. Praise God that Kumar's life was spared. He was in the hospital for 17 days. Pray that Kumar would be able to find a job and a new place to live, as he can't return to his home after the attack. Mike Pompeo, the one-time Secretary of State during Donald Trump's presidency, warned that the ground has been laid for a potential mass slaughter of Afghan Christians. In an article Pompeo wrote for the American Center for Law and Justice, he said, "Our first priority must be to get every American out of Afghanistan safely, regardless of any arbitrary deadline set by us or the Taliban." He went on to say, "There are at least as many Christians in Afghanistan today as there are stranded Americans. Given that many of them are Muslim converts, a crime punishable by death under the dictates of Sharia law, which the Taliban has openly embraced, the possibility of there being a genocide against Christians in the wake of this withdrawal is extremely high." Flooding in New York this week, brought on by rain from Hurricane Ida, has led to the deaths of 9 people. Reports are that the flooding was of such a historic nature that the National Weather Service put out a flash flood warning, something they had never done before. 2,500-plus Australian church pastors and leaders have protested the Prime Minister's suggestion of mandating vaccine passports. 3 pastors put out a letter called the Ezekiel Declaration, in which they stated, "As Christian leaders, you should be aware that in accordance with Scripture, we regularly pray for, quote, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way." 1 Timothy 2:2. "We do write, however, to you regarding a matter of significant concern, namely the proposed introduction of vaccine passports into Australian society. For many Christian leaders and Christians, this is an untenable proposal that would inflict terrible consequences on our nation." A man who goes by the name of Mohammed, that helped rescue then-Senator Joe Biden 13 years ago in the winter of 2008 when the Black Hawk helicopter he was in had to make a sudden landing in Afghanistan, pleaded that President Biden would return the favor during this time of Taliban threat and not forget him and his family. In a Survey USA poll, 39% of people polled wanted to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom, who has imposed some of the most strict COVID lockdown measures on the state. The remaining 58% said they were going to vote no on the recall measure. Newsom is a staunch advocate of sodomite unions and other rights to sexual perversions. Proverbs 16:12 says, "It is an abomination to kings to do evil, for the throne is established by righteousness." And finally, last Thursday, one brave mother fought a mountain lion off her son in Calabasas, California. The woman heard her son screaming and went to investigate. She started kicking and punching the mountain lion, and the mountain lion left. Thankfully, the little boy had no life-threatening injuries and was sustaining a stable recovery at the LA Children's Hospital. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. For Adam McManus, I'm Thomas Lamar, reminding you to seize the day for Jesus Christ.